Long before Halloween became about trick-or-treating and candy, it began as something much more powerful and dangerous. The ancient Celtic people of Ireland celebrated a festival called Samhain, pronounced Samhain, which created the rebellious dark spirit that still haunts Halloween today. When darkness ruled the land, the Celtic people lived by a different calendar than we do today. For them, each new day began when the sun went down, not when it came up. So Samhain started on the evening of October 31st, as darkness fell across the land. This wasn't just any ordinary night, it was the most important and frightening night of the entire year. Celtic historian Barry Cunliffe explains that Samhain was what scholars call a liminal festival, a time when the normal rules of the universe were suspended. Think of it like a doorway between worlds that only opened once a year. During these dangerous hours, anything could happen, and people could only stay safe by careful adherence to ritual. The other world opens its gates. The Celts believed in a place called the other world, but this wasn't like the heaven and hell that Christians would later teach about. The Celtic otherworld had names like Tir na n'Og, land of the young, and Mag Mell, plain of delight. It was described as a paradisal fairyland, where there was no disease, pain, or sorrow. On Samhain night, the barriers between our world and the other world became thin. The spirits of the dead could return to visit their families, but so could dangerous supernatural beings called the Aes Sidhe, fairy folk. These weren't cute Disney fairies. They were powerful, unpredictable spirits who could help or harm humans depending on how they were treated. A festival of excess and rebellion. Archaeological evidence shows that Samhain may have been the only time of year when Celtic people had access to large amounts of alcohol. Historical accounts describe widespread drunkenness during the festival. This wasn't just a party, it was a time when the normal social order was turned completely upside down. Celtic mythology tells us that Samhain was when the most dramatic battles between good and evil took place. In one ancient story, demonic giants called the Fomorians demanded a terrible yearly tax from the Irish people, 2/3 of their corn, milk, and children to be paid every Samhain. It took the intervention of gods and heroes to drive these monsters away, and the final battle always happened on Samhain night. Historians have identified several themes that made Samhain a festival of rebellion: liminality, excess, celebration, fear, mischief, demonic forces, darkness, retribution, and perhaps most important, rebellion. Why this matters today: understanding the true history of Samhain helps us see that Halloween's spirit of rebellion and darkness didn't come from nowhere. It came from ancient people who believed in a different kind of world, one where spirits walked among the living, where the normal rules could be broken one night a year, and where people weren't afraid of death because they believed in a beautiful afterlife. The Celtic celebration of Samhain was eventually suppressed, but its rebellious spirit lived on. Even today, Halloween remains a time when people can put on masks, break social rules, and confront their fears about death and the unknown. In many ways, we're still following the ancient Celtic tradition of turning the world upside down for one night each year. In our next lesson, we'll learn about how Christian church leaders modified Samhain and how that brought us closer to the Halloween we know today. Question to think about: what elements of rebellion and rule-breaking do you still see in modern Halloween celebrations?